For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. It's been 50 years since Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was gunned down at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. The year was 1968, but just 9 months earlier, King was in Charleston, South Carolina, giving a speech at the Old County Hall on King Street.
And so I believe consistently in nonviolence. And this is why today, as I look at my brothers and sisters engaging in violence in our cities, I must continue to say, however much they refuse to listen to me, that this isn't the way.
That's audio from a video clip of King's speech. The video is part of the Moving Image Research Collections digital video repository at the University of South Carolina. Invited to Charleston by friend Septima Clark, King is talking to a sizable crowd inside a building that was used as a detention center for demonstrators during the civil rights movement. Here, he encourages the activists to fight injustice with nonviolence.
And so I'm not gonna give you our motto, preach a philosophy, burn, baby, burn. I'm gonna say, build, baby, build. Organize, baby, organize.
On stage with King that day was a 27-year-old James Clyburn. At the time, he was director of the Charleston County Neighborhood Youth Corps and New Careers Projects.
He had just come out against the war in Vietnam. And that speech in Charleston, to me, signaled a significant expansion of King's efforts to bring on equality. I don't know whether or not he saw Charleston as a place to, or South Carolina as being a place to try out things or to make new innovations. I don't know. It may have just worked out that way, but that's the way it seemed to have happened.
After Charleston and in the months before his murder in 1968, King became increasingly concerned with the problem of economic inequality in America. He organized a Poor People's Campaign to focus on that issue. This meeting in Charleston would be King's last trip to South Carolina and Clyburn's last time sharing a stage with him. But Clyburn says his first meeting with the civil rights leader, years earlier, had a profound impact on his life and the work he would do.
My first meeting with King was October 1960, when I was a junior in college. This was in the campus of Morehouse College. There was somewhat of a summit that took place between those of us who were students or the SNCC people and Dr. King. And we met that night around 10 o'clock in the evening, it was like the 14th or 15th of October. He gave us an hour. It turned out that we stayed in that meeting until 4 o'clock the next morning. That's when I had my soul to Paul transformation. When I came out of that room that morning is when I knew that I was a different person than I was when I went in. That meeting with Martin Luther King Jr., October 1960, transformed me. I mean, I was a different person when I came out of that meeting.
King also visited the state in 1963, and 1 year after his death in 1969, his wife, Coretta Scott King, marched in Charleston with protesters calling for human dignity for hospital workers. For South Carolina Public Radio.
I want to make my position clear this afternoon.
I'm Felicia Eady.
I'm not going to kill anybody. I'm not going to kill anybody here in America, and I'm not going to kill anybody in Vietnam. I don't plan to kill anybody.